So what's going on, Eddie? I am Eurasia.
I'm Isaac.
And yeah.
And we're doing our first ever podcast.
And this is our first ever podcast.
Yeah.
I wanna just say I'll probably be pausing like and stuff while I say, because you know, once again, I'm smoking.
Yeah, we're smoking weed.
But you know, so,
I mean,
it's what it is.
It is what it is.
So.
We all know what's going on.
Yeah. So what were
what's going
what,
on
what, what were we talking about, bro?
We were talking about how how people treat each other.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
How that makes us angry, and like all the things that make us angry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So basically,
get on my nerves.
It's just like I have, you know, this certain feeling about like the human condition and like. And how people feel and shit. And I that's something that really means something to me. Like, I know most people will say that, but, like, it's genuine. Even though, no, I'm sure anybody who's going to listen to this wouldn't know who the fuck I am. Trust me, it's genuine. But, anyway, so. Oh, fuck. So, basically. Wait, you just talk right now.
All right, we're talking about. So, basically. What makes us mad is, like, how people treat each other. Like, people just treat each other just really, like, they don't even care.
Yeah.
They don't even think of, they just think about each other as objects just to, like, use.
It's more of a...
Or destroy.
People have a very, like, material thing. And I was talking about, you know, styles of music and how that fits, you know, people's emotion. Because a lot of people look up to, like, a certain artist, like... Whether it's a singer, rapper,
right.
Like fucking guitarist, everybody is gonna look up to somebody, and the fact that people get criticized for looking up to people is kind of bullshit. Honestly, like there's no other way to say it. It's like it bothers me, like because a lot of people also call other styles of music garbage, and I really. Personally think no style of music is garbage. Like
I really think anything is garbage.
Yeah,
like, people
it's just a different way of doing things.
Like, yeah.
And you know, like for example, there's a lot of by the way, I'm black, so I ain't, you know, I'm gonna say some shit that y'all may be like, oh well, we don't even know where you are, why are you dropping the N-bomb and shit? I'm black, bro. And honestly, I don't care if white people say the N-word, it's whatever, it's a fucking word. Anyway, yeah, you know, generally black people don't really enjoy, you know, like metal and grunge, you know, I'm not going to say like every black person, cause you know, there's tons of famous artists who look up to bands like Metallica and shit. I like grunge and shit, but like yeah, I just overheard one day, like, for example, it was a weird conversation I guess people were having about styles of music at Leon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was, for the sake of this story, I'm going to call this guy Christopher. So, Christopher, he goes and, you know, he's talking to, like, 5-6 people at the table. They're all talking about their favorite artists and shit. And... You know, I happen to be an artist myself, and so, you know, a lot of, like, topics about music interest me. But, anyway, Christopher was, oh, shit, my bad about that background noise, by the way. But Christopher was explaining how he likes grunge, and a lot of the guys who was talking about the music, you know, they're black guys. Now, he brings up grunge. They were all talking about rap, and he brings up grunge. And here's one thing I do want to say, that that's kind of a crazy move. Like, you hear people talking about one style of music, and then you bring a whole another style of music in. Like, while I do feel like, you know, it's important to express your opinions, I don't agree with like the whole forcing it on some person. Like, you feel so. Basically, you know, they started, you know, offending him, like, you know, that shit's trash, you know, all that. I intervene, and I'm like, you know, I don't think, trash isn't the word, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's different.
It's yeah, like
it's not what you're used to hearing. Like, you can't not, and it's like
you can't. People don't have complete control over it. Like
yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of it
yeah.
just has
it's
to
like,
do with environment and history and
yeah.
just circumstances.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like all a matter of like what you've been through. And you know? It's like you like rappers because you've been through some tough shit. Like you listen to like guys like NBA YoungBoy and all of that, and then they tell stories about street shit, like what's going on, like so you feel me, like you gotta
understand
everybody's point,
their circumstances,
yeah, their
like
circumstance,
how they're seeing it, what lens they're seeing it through.
Yeah, and it's like for people like example, for people with me, I notice, and this is a trend with a lot of people who like grunge and like rock, emo, rap. We all have, or, you know, those of us who have been taken for examination, like, and observation by like medical professionals, a lot of them have been diagnosed with some other form of like an anger issue, like bipolar disorder, something like that. So it's like, a lot of people listen to music due to what their mindset is in. So if you want to hear some, if you're in an angry mood, you're probably going to want to hear some angry shit. Or, I mean, a lot of people, they're like, they listen to the opposite of, you know, what they're feeling. I don't really think that, you know, you feel me? Like that's the thing to do.
Well, I mean,
but I don't
yeah.
knock anyone's like what they want to do.
Yeah, that's just like what, like that's just a different way of thinking.
Yeah, it doesn't. And a lot of I get for some people, it may make them like more, you know, feel more
yeah.
of that emotion. But to me, it just like you feel it more, but now you can let it go.
Yeah, exactly. Like you feel it, but in a way you can deal with.
Yeah, you can let it
yeah.
go. Like, so,
like, they're emotional, but they're, like, they're not just plain dark. They're, like...
Yeah. So, it's all a matter of circumstance, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, you know, that's pretty much my take on that. You have anything?
Me?
Yeah, other that you would like to discuss. I mean, we're venting. I'm high as fuck.
So. Yeah, me too, man.
Oh. Well, speaking of high, like, let's talk about the whole, like, you know, cannabis industry. Like,
yeah.
As far as, you know, like, personally, like, how people view, well, it seems right now majority of people view, or young people view, cannabis as like a really good thing.
Yeah.
And then there's some people that, you know, typically in the older crowds.
Yeah.
You know.
But like some of the younger crowds too. Like
yeah, some of the younger yeah. crowds too, honestly. Like I've met people like that. Like they're generally like, and I don't want to be like mean about it, but they're generally like SJW type niggas.
Who are against drugs?
Yeah, like.
Well, like, I don't know.
I ran into a lot of those types of people who've been against drugs. I don't have anything against any SJW, by the way. Like I respect the grind. You know, you pretty much live to make people, you know, you feel me, like politically correct or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really care about all that because at the end of the day, those people can still make their own choice. It's not like she forced.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
late or. And I don't mean to say
I feel
she,
like,
damn, that's kind of fucked up. But
that's,
generally,
but,
I have met a lot more female social justice warriors than men.
I mean, I feel like it's weird with social justice warriors because they're like they're against, you know, like hate speech and stuff, but they're also against like drugs, like just anything that, like anything that's like kind of a buzzword, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't personally like hang out with a lot of them because, you know, that,
but I mean,
of
most
that,
of the people
but,
that I've met who've like been really against drugs were conservatives like Jeremy, just kind of like very simple.
Yeah, but the thing was about Jeremy wasn't necessarily against drugs. He just didn't do drugs himself.
Well, that's true, actually.
Yeah,
that's
like,
true.
Like he's not against drugs. Like his me and Jeremy were like really, like I told you, like we were like really close.
Right, right.
And like I'm like I was probably like the most high nigga at Leon at that time. Like there was never a moment where I was not high 10th grade.
Damn, yeah, there was that dude. Did you know about that kid, both Ethan and did you ever know that kid Chance?
I think I knew a guy named Ethan.
Oh shit. I used their real names. Like, no.
It don't really matter.
Yeah, there's a lot of people named that. But dude, they apparently like took acid every day for like a month straight.
Jesus fuck.
Like, dude, if you know a motherfucker named Chance, he acted crazy, man.
Bruh, them niggas was probably like, bruh, all I know is I was smoking weed constantly. Mm-hmm. In 10th grade, like there was never at home I wasn't high. I was never not high at school.
Dude, let me tell you, man, some people at Leon are crazy. We're just crazy, man.
Yeah, but those guys, I'm talking about weed right now. Them niggas do hard shit. Like,
yeah, man. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
it fucking like, shit, dude.
Like, it like changes your mind, man.
I know dudes out there that do Molly.
Yeah.
And like,
oh yeah, I know a lot of people who do Molly.
Hella Molly, and it's like crazy.
Fucking you know, your ex, Jacobson did Molly.
Yeah, we'll call him Jacobson.
Yeah. like that kind of stuff changes people's minds, man. It's weird.
Wait, he did Molly?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't, like, do it, like, regularly. But...
He just did Molly.
Yeah, man.
I didn't know that nigga did Molly. He ain't never told me about that.
Yeah. I know a lot of shit, man.
He told me he did, like, acid with you.
Yeah, we did acid.
Like, when y'all first met or something.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he was, like, the first nigga to get you high type shit.
Yeah, man. I was a freshman when I did acid.
Damn, dude. I didn't do acid. Actually, nah, I did do acid my freshman year.
Man, that's like, you know, you like people you hang out with, you're like, damn, like, why don't, like, I really have a lot in common with like people I hang out with. Like, I guess I'm just like ends up that way, you know?
Yeah,
like, dude, much. Like, everyone I hang out with, man, has like done acid, like, has ADHD. Is like smokes a lot of weed, is like really, really like artistic and creative and intelligent, you know, like,
yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, but you know, real recognize real.
Yeah.
So you feel me?
Yeah.
If that's the type of people you hanging around, that's much what be going on with you.
Exactly, man. Exactly. Like,
that's another thing too. Like, I want people to know, like, you should never fucking feel bad about who you are.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if
you're whoever you are.
I don't care if you a fucking, like, goddamn, like, see, here's the thing. This is going to be deep, but I don't care if you're a fucking, like, rapist or some shit. You be real about that shit, though. Like, you turn yourself in after that, nigga. Like, you done fucking hurt somebody. You feel me? I never condone that shit. But it's like, bruh, be real about who you are. Don't lie to people because... Yeah.
I feel like lying's one of the worst things you can do because society can't function with lying.
I feel like...
If you can't trust each other.
I feel like if you gonna lie to somebody, you know, like, at least, and I'm not gonna sit up here and act like I ain't never told no damn lie.
Yeah, man.
Like, you feel me?
But, yeah.
Like, I eventually at some point fessed up, like, when I lied. People don't, you know, not want to take responsibility for shit that they do, but they claim that they're something. Like, for example, a nigga who murders somebody want to be like, oh, I'm gangster. I hate everyone. But, like, you don't want to go to jail, though, and be in there with other killers.
Yeah, man.
You got to be able to live that life, man, if you're going to do that bullshit.
Yeah.
Don't take nobody's life and then fucking run away like a pussy. Mm-hmm. Go to jail. Take your ass to jail. Because that shit honestly pisses me off.
How people, like, murder each other, just, like, take each other's lives.
Yeah, and then want to fucking lie about the shit. And then what's worse, I watched a video yesterday where I saw someone cry about their sentence when they admitted to murdering this person.
Damn.
That shit pissed me the fuck off. Trust me, I get it. It would break my damn heart too if I was going to jail.
Yeah.
But you took someone's life.
Yeah. Like, you took a life away. You know?
That's a whole nother thing, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck your emotions at this point.
That person, they don't even have emotions anymore, you know?
Yeah.
They're just dead now.
Yeah.
Their life is gone. Everything to them.
Yeah. And then these people got, like, people to live for and shit. It's sad, bro.
Yeah, it's always, I mean, I'm not going to say it's always, but, like, especially if you're a rapper today, like, if you're a big rapper, it's dangerous.
Yeah, that's why I have to watch my damn back, bro, as an upcoming artist myself. Like, you gotta watch your damn back, bro. Like, RPX, bro. Like, that shit hurt me, bro. Like, I told you, bro. That shit hurt. I don't know what the fuck that nigga got going on.
The fuck
got going on? What the hell? But anyway. Yep. I guess, you know,
thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, you know. I'll do more of this.
Yeah, we'll do more of this.
You know. It was quite fun. I felt like fucking Logan Paul on Impulsive or some dumbass shit like that. Before I even leave, bro, I know you don't like keep up with that type of shit, but like, dude, I'm so ready to see Logan Paul and KSI box again.
Now, that's something I wonder. Like, isn't it kind of strange? Like, every rapper, I mean, not every, but like, most rappers are also boxers.
I mean, most rappers learn how to box, you know, that's just what it is. Like, as a,
like, just like the same,
yeah, as a, you know, it's more of an activity some take up. I mean, a lot of rappers, like, a lot of professional boxers aren't rappers. Like, they rap, but they don't, you know, like Adrian Broner, like, he's a pro boxer. He doesn't really. Like, he raps. Like, yeah. I heard, like, one of his songs or some shit like that. He can rap, I guess. But, like, it's just, like, he don't do it. You know, you feel me? It's not consistent. It's not
something
he's going to be doing a whole bunch.
Right.
Oh, shit. What the fuck going on right here? I broke the window.
Yeah. Hold up. What the fuck?
There we go.
There we go.
I'm gonna get some AC in this bitch. Turn it down a bit.
Oh.
Here you go.
Yeah, we still gotta have it on for AC.
But,
damn, we're still recording, man.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we said we would leave a long time ago.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's like, fuck it at this point.
Yeah, man. It's like, thought we'd leave it that time, but we didn't, so.
Yep. But back to the whole Logan Paul. Like, did you watch that?
Logan Paul?
Versus KSI?
Logan Paul, he's the one. He's the YouTuber, right?
Yeah, and with so is KSI.
Wait, Logan Paul's white, right?
Yeah.
He's the one who, like, with the Disney shit?
Yeah, he
damn.
Nah, that's Jake Paul. That's his little brother.
Oh, shit, man.
Logan Paul is the big brother, and right. He was the guy with the Suicide Force.
Right.
You remember that? Like, that whole controversy about,
Oh, yeah, the Suicide Force?
Yeah, like, when he recorded the dead nigga body.
Damn. Logan Paul is,
but
he's crazy, man.
The thing was, it's like, I don't really think, you know, as a creator, bro, as a content creator, I don't think he meant any disrespect by it.
Yeah, I think he was just trying to create something interesting.
But at the same time, like, you don't put that shit in the thumbnail. That's right. What most people were mad about. It seemed as if he was using, you know,
like,
that dude's death to get money.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I honestly, and I personally don't like Logan Paul.
Right.
But I feel like
what he
it
did
wasn't
was,
that. I feel like he wasn't,
that,
like,
terrible.
No, I feel like he wasn't trying to be, like, disrespectful about it. Like, I think he's a pretty stand-up guy. I personally don't like him because, you know, I'm a fan of KSI.
Yeah.
That's all it is, really. I mean, other than that, I don't see anything wrong with the content he create.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it's just like he just didn't mean anything wrong. It's just like people took it that way. Yeah. I mean, it kind of was in a way.
That's what I want to get into. I want to get into the whole YouTube boxing scene.
YouTube boxing scene?
Yeah, like, these guys are out here, you know, the YouTubers are turning into boxers, man. Like, they're learning how to box and shit. Like, that, like, fucking, dude, my favorite YouTube boxers have to be, what's the dude name? A Nissan Gibb, KSI, Logan Paul. I mean, he can box. Like, Logan, okay, that fight, bro. That fight was close. Like, I can understand why they called it a draw.
Right, man.
However, I do think, you know, Logan was, like, a bit more effective in the first part of the fight. Like, just coming from, because, you know, I did some amateur boxing. And, you know, coming from, like, the boxer standpoint, he was a bit more effective in the beginning. But he gassed out. And I think, you know, honestly, I feel like if he wouldn't have gassed out, he probably wouldn't have knocked KSI out. I mean, he was landing on KSI, and Logan's a big boy, so, you know, he's going to hit hard. But, you know, both of them are going to be pretty fucking big for the rematch. So they're both going to be power punchers, probably. And honestly, I don't think this match will last that long. I don't think this match is going to a decision. Somebody's getting stopped. That's just what that is. But I really want to see that. Like, they need to hurry up and make that happen. But Nissan Gibb, dude, he's a beast too. Like, he kind of reminds me of kind of how you fight. If you fight, he has that weird like hands out there stance, and he's like moving his body like up and down. And then he's a pressure fighter too, so he's not just giving you chances. He's not waiting for you to strike. He's hitting you.
Right.
And he has kind of a chin on him too. Like, he could take a punch.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's pretty. And I was like, that's interesting. I like that. Honestly, man, I think you could do some boxing.
I could do some boxing.
Yeah, I mean, if we got the right training.
Yeah.
You got, like, because you run and shit, right?
I run. I used to run. I should start running again.
Yeah, I'm going to start running, too, like, back running, because I told you I'm going to train, you know, get ready to get hot back in boxing, too.
I was just running so much during one period that I just got bored then.
Yeah, but that shit was keeping you in shape, bro.
Yeah, it was keeping me in shape. That's true. That's very true.
Yeah, your cardio was probably at its best.
Yeah.
That rolled
out. Oh, man, it was funny, man, because when I was running, I was just one of the most awkward stages of my life. Like, that's the best way I can say it. Like,
what do you mean?
I mean, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I just kind of became like a machine, you know? Like,
no, I don't know. What do you mean?
Like I mean, like, I just like run, like a herd of, we'd all go running like a herd of wildebeest, and it's like,
oh, I guess. What the fuck?
Like, I mean, the best runners, like you had to give up your personality at that time, you know? Like, all you did was goddamn run.
That's what makes you the best runner, though. All you do, you devote yourself to it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's what makes the, typically, in any, like, sport or anything, like, really anything you do,
right,
the person who does that shit the most is the nigga that's gonna be better at it.
That's true. That's true.
That's like, I'm gonna tie it back into boxing. Like, with at first I thought that new guy Ryan Garcia, the lightweight dude, I thought he was kind of a little hype, you know, like I thought he was just hype, you feel me?
I mean, it's like, here, wanna see something? Wait, hold up, people are like giving me a happy birthday. Yeah, man. I gotta respond to these people.
I gotta respond to the peeps. Where the fuck? Where am I? Oh.
Thanks so much.
Nigga, what?
It's just like I'm talking to a lot of different people, so it's just like I'm just saying, like, different, you know, like.
Oh, yeah. I type one message, copy paste that shit, send it to everybody. I ain't got time to be texting different messages. Everybody don't get a specialized thank you.
I'm not, but like, my mom, I'm texting different stuff. Like she's like, you know, like.
Oh, yeah.
Will you, like, you know, give the, like, do this for me, you know, like that kind of thing. So it's like not everyone's gonna need that, like,
oh yeah, I get you, like different situations.
Yeah,
I get it,
dude. I gotta tell you, like,
what?
I love my parents. I gotta say, man, they're kind of dork sometimes, but I mean not like in an endearing way. Like,
I mean,
but they're really good parents, you know. But like,
yeah, but they, yeah, you know, some parents are dorky.
That's, yeah, man, it's like cool, you know.
That's
it's
them.
Just like, yeah, that's who they are, you know.
Yeah, that wouldn't make me feel any differently about.
Yeah,
that.
Man, I feel like I'm kind of dorky too, but also kind of cool in a way.
Man, everybody who worries about being cool is a fucking dork.
Yeah, that's true.
Your parents are really actually the cool ones.
Yeah, that's true. No, I don't mean in that way. Like, I don't mean like...
Yeah,
like, in a, like, trying to be the coolest. But I just mean like in a kind of a... But like, my parents are kind of that way too, though. Also.
What, they try to be cool?
No, not that. But like, they just like... It's kind of like, you know, it's just like going adventures, stuff like that.
Yeah. I feel you.
A certain...
They do plan, like, very, very accordingly.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if that's like, and ain't like, this is more of a joke, but I don't know if that's like a Jewish thing.
That they what?
That they plan accordingly. Very,
yeah, I mean,
accordingly.
I think it kind of is a Jewish thing, actually.
Like, because, like, that sounds like something, like, I've heard on Family Guy. Like, I swear, like, more.
Like, some of those things are kind of true.
Some, yeah. Oh, yeah. My fucking God, guys.
And some of them are just fucking, like, wait, what?
Scary ass dude right now.
Yeah, he just like,
he was big as fuck, dude. I was like, oh shit.
Oh shit, bro. Yeah, man. He just like walks a shirt. Just like...
Yeah, that shit scared. Big black nigga scared me. You see, as one of the small black ones, I happen to, it's just not gonna work when you fight a big black guy.
Yeah.
Like, my homeboy LaKendrick, like, we be like playing around and shit, but even when we playing around, it feels like I'm in a real goddamn fight. Like, I think and he's not trying to hurt me, he's just tough. Or not tough, just strong.
Yeah.
like, at a certain point, like, I can out, like, if it was like a boxing match, I should probably outbox him. But, like, the thing was, it was like, that's just straight up hands. Like, well, him doing, we pretty much spar, but, like, only with our hands. That's what I like doing, at least, because I'm not really a damn MMA fighter or kickboxer or some shit like that.
Did we go to Indian Head?
What?
Did we go to Indian Head?
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah, we did go to Indian Head. I think that's where my plug lives. Yeah, I think that's Indian Head, yeah. Yeah, we went to Indian Head. That was the, like, the location. Why?
Oh, this girl just said she saw me in Indian Head.
Who?
Millie.
Who's Millie?
She's just this girl.
How old is she?
She's, like, young. She's, like, not...
Oh, not legal.
Yeah.
Oh, she, like,
we just talk, though. You think that's cool? Like, I don't know. Like,
Bro. Like, see, the thing is, if you're not trying to do anything, like, as long as you ain't in it for no, like, you feel me, no sex.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, you just got to understand that that's your friend. That's all she can be due to her age.
Yeah.
Don't fucking move on that.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, bro, like, if you like her, all you got, you can't act on it, but you can like her.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Where the fuck is Angel at?
Angel?
Yeah. Alright, you could turn the car off now.
Yeah, because we're not... It's going to be hot. It's going to be really hot, man.
It's still, like, you don't want to be just in there burning battery.
Gas, right. Right.
Plus, that just looks hella sketchy.
Yeah, just like a car.
Even though it is my fucking house. Yeah.
I mean, also, I want to waste gas. Like,
yeah, that's...
Yeah, because, I mean...
Gas ain't cheap.
Nah.
Gab, bruh. I don't want to turn into no damn old head right now, but gas?
It used to be cheaper than fuck, it is these
dude.
Days.
Yeah, like, what the hell? Like, I feel like they're like, oh, these young niggas are finally learning how to drive and shit, so now we can just have them, you know, we're old, we want to make all the money now. And just,
right.
And, like, I met some selfish-ass old people, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest, like, I'm gonna sugarcoat things. I mean, some stereotypes can be true, but I mean, in a way, I don't exactly feel like it's always their fault. Like, in the day before they had all the things we had, I mean, you had to just look out for yourself to survive. Like, you couldn't look out for anyone else,
mm-hmm.
Or at least, like, look out for your clan, or
yeah,
you know, like you.
But, yeah, since I've pretty much ran out of things to say, I'm actually going to end the podcast this time.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in.
I'm going to roll this weed. I'm going to wait for my friend, and hopefully he shows up. And I will see you all. I don't know. When will I do this again? Fuck, I don't really care. I'll see y'all soon.